Welcome to the deep dive. We take your sources, pull out the key insights, basically give you a shortcut. Today we're looking at the Aussie mortgage and property scene for 2025, and it's complicated. The big headline straight away, this affordability paradox. Interest rates are actually falling, but getting into the market still incredibly tough. So let's dig into that. The RBA, they've cut rates twice now since what, 2020, Feb and May this year. Yeah, brought the official cash rate down to 3.85%. So what's really behind these cuts?
Right. Well, the RBA is juggling a few things here. On the one hand, inflation has calmed down. Headline CPI, 2.4% for the March quarter. So it's back in their target range. That gives them some breathing room, you kind.
Okay. Room to move.
Exactly. But the other driver, maybe the more urgent one, is just how weak the domestic economy is feeling. GDP growth was tiny, just 0.2% in the March quarter, almost flatlining.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of economists think these cuts are partly trying to head off a recession. Even at 3.85%, that's still seen as restrictive policy, still trying to slow things down, even though they're already slow.
Okay, so if the economy's weak and inflation's okay, you'd think we'd know where rates are going. But the forecasts, they're all over the place, aren't they?
They really are. That's what's fascinating. You look at the big four banks, CBA, Westpac, they're sort of penciling in around 3.35% for the end of 2025. But then NAB's a bit more aggressive, thinks maybe 3.10%. ANZ's more cautious, maybe just one more cut to 3.60%. But then you look at the actual financial markets, ASX futures, they're pricing in something even faster, like maybe closer to 3.05% by December. That gap, that disconnect, it tells you there's a whole range of possibilities out there. Useful for you to know the spread.
Right. So rates coming down, logically buying a house should get easier, but that's where this paradox bites. Yeah.
Absolutely. Why aren't lower rates helping affordability? Well, look at the numbers. The national house value to income ratio, record high, 8.0. Saving at a 20% deposit takes, on average, 10.6 years now. That's, what, nearly $135,000 on average?
10.5 years.
Yeah. And if you do manage to buy, your repayments, median is 50%, half of your gross income. The paradox is, okay, lower rates mean you can borrow more, maybe tens of thousands more. But
everyone else can, too.
Exactly. In a market with not enough houses, it just means more buyers, more money, beating up the same few places. So that financial benefit, it often just gets swallowed up immediately in a higher price.
Yeah.
Especially tough for first home buyers.
And the lenders, are they passing these cuts on straight away? Are we getting the full benefit quickly?
Not always. There's often a lag, what we call the pass-through lag. The May cut seemed mostly passed on, but the timing, that varies a lot. Someone crunched the numbers for the big four, reckons every single day they delay passing on a cut, and it nets them something like $7.6 million in extra interest.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a big incentive for them not to rush. That's why you need to be proactive, chase them up, or get someone like a broker to do it. Often the non-banks, you know, Macquarie, Athena, Unloan, they tend to be a bit quicker off the mark.
Okay. So bringing it back to the person listening, if you're a first home buyer or maybe an investor or just thinking about refinancing, what does this all mean practically?
Well, for first home buyers, a lot of it seems driven by FOMO, fear of missing out. The source said 38% buy because they're worried they'll be priced out forever. And that pressure means what? Nearly half pay more than they budgeted, often leaving them with really thin financial buffers. So the focus for you has to be on debt you can actually manage long term.
Makes sense. And for others.
For people refinancing or maybe upgrading, the opportunity is much clearer. It's about immediate savings, you know, real dollars. Refinancing, say, a $650,000 loan from maybe 6.25% down to 5.29%, that could save you over $6,000 in the first year. That's significant cash.
Right. And that leads us to a really simple but pretty powerful strategy anyone can use right now, the repayment buffer.
Yeah, this is brilliant, actually, especially when rates are falling. It's a great wealth building tool. So the RBA cuts, your lender eventually drops your minimum monthly repayment. What do?
Keep paying the old amount.
Exactly. Just keep paying what you were paying before the cut. That extra bit, it goes straight into the principal. Doesn't sound like much month to month, but it massively cuts down your loan term and saves you a huge amount in interest over the life of the loan. That $650,000 example again, if rates drop 0.5% and you keep paying the original amount, you could knock nearly 5 years off the loan.
Right.
And save, wait for it, over $143,000 in interest.
5 years and $143,000 just by not changing your payment. Okay, so to wrap up, thriving in this market means really accepting the uncertainty, understanding this weird affordability paradox, and being disciplined, like using that repayment buffer.
Absolutely. It's sort of taking back control, isn't it? In a market that often feels designed to just absorb any savings you make into higher house prices, choosing to pay down your debt faster, well, that's a powerful act of financial independence. So maybe the thought to leave you with is, what other small, consistent steps could you take, things within your control, to build more of your own financial future, despite the market noise?